Something isn't right. Can you sense that? My, oh my, what have we here? A visitor? All the way out here?
How rare. And look at the state of our little hut. I wish we had been given some time to prepare. We could have cooked, cleaned, and got ourselves all prim and proper. What brings you here out of all of the places you could be?
Oh, you poor sweet little thing. You're feeling unwell. You do look a little off, but I didn't want to say it directly. It must have been a terrible journey to get all the way out here. There are no roads for miles, quite literally off the beaten track. To think, you would have had to have trudged through all of that swamp just to get here. Come on, dear, sit by the fire for a bit. You must be freezing.
Not to mention exhausted. How's your stomach, sweetie? Can you keep down food? At the very least, you should drink some water. I'd hate for our first visitor in forever to be worse off for the journey. We have to look after you. Yes, yes, we do. Plus, we insist. So you cannot say no. Let us look after you.
Oh, and of course. Would you like a blanket? I want you to warm up so you aren't cold and sniveling. But I'd also hate for you to overheat.
Here's your water. It's infused with fruit and herbs, so it should be especially refreshing. Great for putting some of that strength back into your body, since you exerted yourself so much.
Are you all comfortable now, dear? Relax those weary muscles of yours. Why don't you tell us a bit more about why you're here? I assume you were hoping that we could whip you up a potion. I can't imagine why else a sick person would visit a couple of witches. We've helped so many over time, so getting out my cauldron again really isn't a bother.
Wait, you did know that we were witches, right, sweetie? I hope that doesn't come as a shock. After all, we are wearing hats of a particular shape and style. Okay, good. In that case, you really must have come for our help. Is that right? There is rumors of us circulating around the town. Or so I hope so anyway. It's how we advertise. One happy client after another.
If it's help you need, you've stumbled to the right place. Why, we'd be happy to aid you, dear. A healing potion is a cinch for two accomplished witches like us. What, exactly is wrong?
Oh my, that sounds dreadful. It must have been a terrible struggle, dealing with all that. Alone as well. Rest assured, we'll get you all fixed up. You'll be healing 1% better by the time you leave today. Not that we want to rush your visit. We'd be delighted for you to stick around for a while, sweetie. Hope the smell doesn't put you off. So many herbs and spices, and well, potions?
Oh, absolutely. Out of curiosity, why did you come to us? With all the doctors out there, people don't usually bother with witches anymore. We appear to be ever so slightly outdated, which truly is a shame. Oh, you poor thing. It's absolutely dreadful that anyone should have that much trouble just trying to seek a cure for their ailments. They really didn't have anything for you that works? We must be your last hope, then.
Don't worry, sweetie. Magic can easily cure things that medicine can't. You're in good hands now. It was wise of you to find us. Even if the conditions weren't so favorable for you.
First of all, let me just... Oh, sorry, dear. I didn't mean to startle you. I just wanted to feel your forehead.
You really jumped there, sweetie. If I didn't know any better, I would think you were on edge. Surely you realize that you have nothing to fear here. We are as how we present ourselves. Two witches letting the cauldron bubble and experiment with elixirs and aliments. We get satisfaction when we bring a good name to witches. History has been unkind to us, and people fear us. But does that mean we should just give up and never try to change that perception?
Oh dear, I know that look. I bet you bought into all those stories about evil witches and curses and all that, haven't you?
Oh, sweetie, we're nothing at all like the stories. Magic is very convenient, and when people see how easy we can do things that they'll never do, sometimes they become jealous and start saying awful things. It's all just lies meant to scare people away from us. Not everyone can be a witch or wizard. Doesn't matter how badly you want it. It just happens. Some are born to two gifted parents. Some are born to one gifted parent. And then you have witches like me. Born to non-gifted parents. And had to learn it all by herself.
It's true. Witchcraft and wizardry could happen to anyone. Heck, maybe even you, and you just don't know it yet. Now, on the question of us being kind, just look at how your visit has been so far. Haven't we been good hosts? We try our best to make people feel like they're welcome.
That makes it all more surprising that you came to us. Were your symptoms so severe that you risked meeting beings that you thought were dangerous?
Oh, poor thing. Don't worry, sweetie. We won't hurt you. We want to help you. We'll make you feel as good as new.
Although, naturally, we want to do so for free. We'll need some payment for our services. Nothing excessive. Just some ingredients for our potion making. A few locks of hair, some tawny clippings, and some of your tears, shed during the full moon. You'll have to get that last one for us later. If you don't deliver them to us after the next full moon, then we'll have to curse you.
Oh, don't joke about that. The poor deer is frightened enough as it is. Look at the blood leaving his face. Ugh, poor thing.
Sorry, sweetie. I just couldn't resist. No curses, I promise. You just have to trust you to bring the tears. I get that it's difficult for some individuals, but... in the worst case scenario, I could force it. But let's not resort to that.
Oh, well, it's just like she said, darling. We just want those for potion making. We can't provide these sort of things ourselves. They need to be from someone non-magical. Oh, what a thing to say. Of course we're not using them to curse you. Oh, see, I knew that curse talk would make you afraid. Don't worry. We won't do anything at all to hurt you. I mean, what would we even gain from it?
Here, I have an idea. I'm going to sit down next to you. And have you rest your head on my lap. Shh. This is just to help you feel a little more relaxed. It's hard to be suspicious of someone when you're resting against them. I just want you to feel safe. While you're resting your head on my lap, would you mind if I stroke your hair a little? Just to relax you even further.
What about me? Do I get a turn?
Hush for a moment. There, there. That's it. Just relax. sweetie. Let all the fear and anxiety drift away. It does nothing to help you, so you can just let it fade into nothingness. Remind yourself that this is a place for healing, for peace. We wouldn't ever do anything to hurt you. You can trust us. Place your faith in us and our good intentions, and you won't be disappointed. We swear to take care of you and nurse you back to full health. We love to do this sort of thing, even though we haven't been given the chance lately. That's it. Are you feeling better? A bit calmer? It would be fine if you weren't. I wouldn't mind doing this all evening.
Let's not get clingy just because we haven't had a guest in a while.
Fair enough. Anyway, if you're feeling up to trusting us, then we would be happy to start work on the potion.
Oh, of course. We need to get that finished as soon as possible so you can feel better.
Let's head over to the cauldron. You, sweetie, can either stay by the fire or come over and observe. Whichever is more comfortable.
Let me think. What should we use as a base? Swamp water or toad slime?
Honestly, mineral water might be better. We want this to be a gentle potion. Our dear little guest is already so tired from the journey.
True, but maybe add one part of slime to 10 parts water? If medical science hasn't worked, then we need just a little kick to it.
Good idea. And maybe 3 drops of snake venom? Just enough to boost the recovery rate.
I like that. Let's see. We've got the base, what else do we need?
Sweetie, could we ask you again about your symptoms? We need to make sure we addressed everything. Severe stomach aches. Dried lizard tails will help with that.
Oh, and bat ears for the nausea. What else, darling? Be as thorough as you can for us, okay? Don't hold back. We can handle it.
Achiness. I would use toadstool cups for that.
Maybe not. That's more for a swamp water base. Maybe ground moss instead?
Good point. Do it. What else, sweetheart?
Numbness? In the fingers. Now that does sound pretty serious. Definitely overstressed and thinking too much. It's a shame because often it just spirals out of control and you can't even help yourself.
We'll need some rare ingredients for that. Maybe 5 drops of giraffe sweat? Along with some obsidian dust? Is that all the symptoms, honey? Okay then. I'm going to start stirring. Why don't you keep our guest company in the meantime?
Nothing would please me more. Don't worry, dear. The potion will be finished before you know it. It'll be like you never suffered at all. You've been pretty brave to get this far. We are both proud of you. It can't be easy opening up yourself like that and being so vulnerable. The ingredients probably sound pretty unappetizing, but that's just the price you pay for healing. They'll do the job, and it won't taste too bad, really. Oh, don't worry about that. We're not just treating the symptoms. One of the things that make magic potions work oh so much better than medicine is that you don't really need to know what the true cause of your sickness is. The potion will eat away at it, starting from the symptoms as a guide and working all the way down to the root of the problem. Yes, it really is something. It's too bad that there aren't very many people who can make them. You can't just mix ingredients together. There is a magic incantation at the end that's necessary to elevate it from a sludge of random parts into an actual potion. Only witches can actually make it work. But enough about all that. Why don't you tell me a bit about yourself? What sort of person are you? Oh, that's lovely. I've never been very good at that kind of thing, so it's amazing to me that you have such a passion for it. What else? Oh, us. Well, we apprenticed in the same coven. We always got along, but we didn't like the rules and restrictions of said coven. So after we finished our magical education, we went off on our own to do our own thing. It's really nice to have a partner who's passionate about the same thing as me.
I'm ready over here. Can you help me with the incantation?
Of course. Let's see. Water swirl and fire blaze mid the night's mysterious haze.
In the cauldron turning power, let the bruised potential flower.
Potion soothing, grant reprieve, let its healing interweave.
No more sickness, no more pain. Let the drinker's suffering wane. Nicely done. This is probably some of our best work.
Only the best for our lovely guest. Oops, I'm still rhyming.
Alright, sweetie. Come here. Drink this whole bottle. Relax. It's supposed to be glowing. It's not radioactive. Just magical.
There you go. Drink slowly, handsome. You don't want to choke.
So, how are you feeling? Better at all?
That's strange. Maybe we...
Oh! Are you alright, sweetie?
Put your arm around my shoulder. Let me get you back to your seat.
Here, I'll help.
Well, that was a little frightening. Did you collapse because you were feeling weak? Maybe we shouldn't have used that slime after all.
No, I think it was bound to happen. Poor Fink. You must have been even more exhausted than you let on. Don't worry, we'll keep an eye on you.
Here, drink some more water while we wait for the potion to do its work. It's probably not as hydrating as you might expect.
The numbness is gone? Oh, that's wonderful. The potion is starting to take effect then.
That's it. Just lay back and relax. It'll help the potion work faster. You'll be feeling wonderful again in just a few moments, dear.
See? It's working. Just a bit more.
I think it's tapering off. Well, sweetheart, how about the rest of your symptoms?
Oh, that's wonderful. The potion was a complete and total success. I'm so happy for you, sweetie.
There, that wasn't so bad, was it? And you were worried we were gonna curse you.
Why don't you get up and walk around a bit? You should be feeling revitalized now.
Now look at you go. I'm very happy to see you're feeling chipper. I like you much better this way.
I agree. Now, I hate to interrupt the celebration, but would it be alright if we collected our payment? everything that I did here, of course.
Actually, I was thinking. It's a bit late, isn't it? I don't like the idea of you walking through the swamp at this hour. I can hear all the nasty little beasts out and lurking. Why don't you stay the night? We can collect the payment in the morning. Your safety is first, since we did quite literally heal you. Would be kind of pointless if I sent you on your way and into the arms of danger itself.
What a splendid idea. What do you say, sweetie?
So it's settled. You just sit back and relax. Oh, what's that? Sorry, darling, I didn't quite catch that. You enjoyed my little tiny pep talk? If you could call it that, you're much too kind with your words. Would you like another by the fire? You can rest back on myself and my friend. We don't really mind, so get cozy on our chest. Sometimes we just need a kind voice and a loving helping hand. Take a deep breath for me and exhale all of those worries away. Sometimes in this world, we can feel so alone, even though we're surrounded by others all the time. That's okay. Unfortunately, that's life. It's okay to be alone, but to feel lonely does take a toll on us. Some people find reconciliation in the fact there's others out there like them, feeling the same way and stuck in the same situation. There's even people who love solitude, say it gets quite addicting. Sometimes, in my weakest moments, I like to go outside and take a look at the stars. Even though they are so undeniably far away from each other, they're together, twinkling away in the cosmos. It reminds me that even if I'm alone, there's a much bigger picture out there. I just can't see it yet. Does that make sense to you, darling? Oh, poor thing's fallen asleep on us. Let us tuck him in. Time to move you onto the pillow. You can get all the rest you need. Good night, kind one.
Good night. Have the sweetest of dreams, little one.